Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Lord sent me to bring good glad tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus left the synagogue, he entered the house of Simon. Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with severe fever, and they interceded with him about her. He stood over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up immediately and waited on them. At sunset, all had people sick with various diseases brought them to him. He laid his hands on each of them and cured them. And demons also came out from many, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and did not allow them to speak because they knew that he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. The crowds went looking for him. And when they came to him, they tried to prevent him from leaving them. But he said to them, "To the other tongues also I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Because of this purpose I have been sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, the Lord sent me to bring good tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. When these poor and freedom is not necessarily physically poor or physically captives. Mother Teresa once says, "The real poor is not because you have no possession, but you have no God. Freedom is not because we can do anything. Freedom is to do the will of God." So Jesus brings these good tidings to us. We are poor because if we don't live the spirit of love, unconditional love, we are poor. Ask Jesus to give us the strength to love like him unconditionally. Many times we are worried because people do not love us, because they don't recognize what we did. First of all, tell ourselves, most important is to do the will of God. At times, we do not feel being accepted by people or even criticized by people. We remain calm and be joyful, because more important is Jesus lives in us. We can be sure Jesus never leave us. Only we leave him, he will never leave us. So no matter what situation, believe that Christ is in our midst. Christ is looking after us. You give us strength. Give us the strength to go ahead. You give us the wisdom to discern what's the will of God. So today we offer our Mass for all those people who are feeling sad, lonely, as if nobody look after them, hoping the voice of Jesus come to their heart. They never alone. Jesus is always listening, accompanying us all the time. So start again to believe, to trust. As Sister Faustina is teaching us, Jesus, we trust in you.